Okay, today's daf is daf nun hey. We're up right at the top. So we found that there is a machlokas in that the chachamim, the Tanakhama said, Tamid chachamim rebetelin, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer liyolam yaseda matzvah tamid chacham. In other words, the mashmaut is that according to the Tanakhama, it's really only open to the Talmud Chacham to be purish mimalaka on Tisha B'Av. Whereas according to Shimon ben Gamliel, it's okay for anybody to call himself for this issue a Talmud Chacham. And it doesn't appear as if he's putting himself in a status that he doesn't belong in. It's called Yuhara. So the Maimer, do you mean to say, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel serve a low fashion in the Yuhara for Avon and Sabri Chashina? Is it that is the machlokas which Shimon ben Gamliel holds? We don't have to worry about your appearing to be somewhat conceited in treating yourself like a Talmud Chacham, as Rabbanan hold. We are cheshish for Yura. The Ayip Chashamin and Lahu, but we know that in another sugya, they have the exact two shitas that we have here, but they're reversed. Ditznan in Barachot we learned that a Chatan, him yirtse likrot kriyat shema laila rishon akoreh. But even though there is a need in Kriyat Shema to be focused on the Shema, and we assume that a Chatan on the first night of taking in his new wife is going to be focused on other issues, nonetheless, if a Chatan wants to be Korei, he can do so. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Amar Lo Kal Rotze Likol Tashem Ito. But every idiot that comes along and decides that he is on such a madrega that he can't be Mavatul Yirat Shemayim from himself for anything in it, that looks like he's a little bit stuck up, because who does he think he is to be different than other Chatanim? So here we have the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, who says you have to be freshish for Yorah. The Chachamim would say you don't. Om Rebbe Yochanan of Muchlefet HaShita, clearly we have gotten mixed up in one of these, because Rebbe Shimon Gamliel has gotten reversed with the Tanakhama. Whereas Rebbe Shisha Bereid Revidi on our low table, there's no reason to say that we've inverted one of them, because actually the context is so different that this doesn't represent reversal at all. Rabbanan ad Rabbanan lo kasha, there's no problem with Rabbanan, because the thing is that hacha, kivet kuli yama abdi melach viyu lo abdi, mirsi kiyura. Aval hata kivet kuli yama kori viyu nami kori, lo mirsi yu kiyura. You're forgetting one thing, that the mirsi kiyura is only once he's noticed. But if nobody notices him, there's no yura. So if he's doing what everybody is doing, like by Kriyat Shema, why would anybody think, what a chutzpah, where he's doing the opposite of what other people are doing? Then they'll look at him and say, who is he to do the opposite? In which case, by the Chatan, they say that it's not a problem. Whereas over here, by the Tisha B'Av, where everybody's working and he's not, there they say it is a problem. And on the other hand, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is also lokasha. Because hatamu debinan kavanah v'anan sadidoloma tzikivunei daite mirsi kiyura. The very fact that the Chatan reads Kriyat Shema is an assertion that he has a higher degree of awareness than other people, because Kriyat Shema requires concentration and focus, and he's claiming to have focus, whereas just the regular plebeians out there, they couldn't be able to be focused on Kriyat Shema at a moment like this. Whereas here, lo mirsi kiyura, the fact that a guy doesn't do melacha on Tisha B'Av, you call that looking stuck up? He just looks like another shlo. So Amr Hakalo Mirzikiura, but rather Malakhu Adalatle, people will simply assume that he's another one of these Batloni. Pokhozi Kama Batloni Ikebeshuka, there's already so many Batlonim out there, so we got another one. Join the ranks. Who's gonna think that the reason he's not working is because he's so great? Richie, I think you're gonna have to do us a zork. Yeah, I know you're a little behind, but that's where we are.
Look,
the Chelek HaMishnah. Okay. The Chachamim Omim, the Yehuda hayu osim melacha b'arvei psachim ad chatzor, u'begalil lo hayu osim at all. Kolikar. So now the original, we're going back now to our opening Mishnah. The opening Mishnah just spoke about makom. Over here our Mishnah says, why speak about just makom when we know that there are long-standing minhagim? And these are the minhagim in Yehuda. They do malacha. In Echgalil, they don't do malacha. And that's the story. Beit Shammai, halayla, how about the night before? So Beit Shammai osrin, u'Beit Hillel matirin, ad ha'netzach hama. Which, of course, is very strange, because there never was any discussion of Isser v'Heter here. How do we suddenly get to talk about Isser v'Heter? We've been talking about Mokum Shenragu. Asks the Gemara, wait a minute. Meikor ha'tanim in Aga. We started off the parak by saying Mokom Shenagu, and we got to this Mishnah and say there's different Minhagim, Yehuda, Galil. All of a sudden, now we get to Machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Ulebesov Tana Isura. Now we're talking about a question of Isur V'Heter as opposed to Minhag. How did that happen? on Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha, or Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Yehuda. The truth is that there are two very different approaches to the din of Erev Pesach, and indeed, there's a question as to whether it's Tali B'minah or whether it's really Isser. Take a look. Titani. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, B'Yehuda Yuasim Melacha Bar Veitzachim Ad Chatzot, U'B'Galil Inan Asim Kolikar. So there's no Isser in the Galil, and there is in the Yehuda. Rather, vice versa. Omar Lo Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir said to him, I don't understand. What does Yehuda and Galil have to do with anything? Ma Raya Yehuda V'Galil L'Kan? Who cares? Makom Shinagul Asot Melacha Osim. Makom shenagu shelo lasot enosim. So what are they saying? Marayad Yehuda v'Galil l'kam. In other words, it has nothing to do with the question of how they pass it. It has to do with a minhag hamakom, is what he's saying. So midikamar Rabbi Meir minhaga. Since Rabbi Meir is insisting, stop telling me what they do. The mashmaut is that Rabbi Yehuda is indeed talking about Isser, not just simply. In other words, what he was saying is this is the way they pass in there. And this is the way they paskin there. In which case, Rabbi Meir said, I couldn't care less how they paskin. I only care about what a minhag hamakom is. Whatever the minhag hamakom is, wherever it is perfectly okay because this is irrelevant to paskin. It has nothing to do with Isser v'Heter. So apparently there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, as to how to approach the whole sugya. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is indeed a question of Isser, and Rabbi Meir says it's kulei a question of minhag. Okay, so now you're saying that since Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that in Eretz Yehuda, which is the main Piskei Halacha, that it used to be do Malacha, so you're telling me that Sefer of Yedar Basar is actually Mutar Basiat Malacha. Is that true? V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haminakesh B'Shlosha Asar, V'nekrav Yado, somebody is weeding in his field, and he accidentally grabs his wheat stalk, and he pulls it out by the roots. What a shame. For some reason, he says the 13th. He pulls out the stalk. He can put it back in to Makom Hatit. He can put it into a damp air where it will take rerooting quickly. Vein Shotla b'Makom Agarit. But you can't put it into a dry area because over there it will not rapidly take root again. Now, I'd like to understand. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say only on the 13th and not on the 14th, right? Remember that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is Shabina la Rabbi Yehuda da Amar Kol harkava sheina koletet l'shlosha yamim shuv eina koletet. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that either something is going to be able to take root within 3 days or it's bechlal not going to take root? V'yisak adai v'char ba'asa mutar ba'asiyat melacha. So now, given that that's what he holds, there's got to be some other reason for him saying that this accident of tearing out the stalk occurred on the 13th. Because he could just as easily have said it occurred on the 14th, formerly Shoshasa. Because let's say he replants this stalk now on the 14th. So you've got the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. And the 16th is the day of the Akravata Omer. And now the Omer is going to go and be Matarit, and everything is fine. Why does he have to talk about a case of the 13th? There's only one explanation. Because if it happened on the 14th, you wouldn't be able to plant it because you're not allowed to do Malacha on the 14th. What other explanation is there? Which proves that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that indeed it's also a siyat malacha. No, mixer yom pekulo is a qual. We'll see. We'll get to mixer yom pekulo in a moment. Omar Rava, well, this is talking about it was in the Galil. It was in the Galil, in the Finami. In the Galil, we said that they paskin it was also to do malacha, right? So therefore, he was teaching this mission in the Galil. So he said on the 13th, because on the 14th there wasn't a Gaya. Well, even in the Galil, there's always the nighttime. He could have said, somebody who was out there in his field at night of the 14th could still reinsert the stalk. Vika Laila. So Rav Shesha says, look, apparently he's saying this, I'll leave it to Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai holds the Laila, Beit Shammai Osrin. So he didn't want to talk about the Laila. Ravashi says, there's no problem. It could be going like Beis Hillel. The only people out there in the middle of the night using their hoe are people that are going to be burned on the stake the next day anyway, so who cares? Normal people don't go out there at night. What are you doing between the pumpkins at night? So therefore, they didn't want to talk about the case of Laila, but Enochinami, I mean, in the strange situation where someone hooded and wrapped in white is walking around his field at night with a hoe of all things, maybe a pitchfork, then he could have said that you could have reinstalled it at night. Ravina says, as Scott said, we could be talking about Yehuda. But the point is that when you're dealing with Hashrasha, you can't say Mikzas Hayom Pekula on both ends. You can say one Mikzas Hayom Pekula. So in other words, part of the 16th is sufficient to be the third day for Haklata. But you can't say part of the 14th, the entire 15th, and part of the 16th. You can't have the Mikzas Hayom Pekula on both ends. Therefore, he said the 13th, in order to make sure that you have two full days, and then you can have one Mikzas Hayom Pekula, in which it was Nichnas, and at this point now, the Omer will be Matarid.
The reason for not saying two mixes and the cool is because physically it needs more time. Another halakha, we would say two mixes.
Could be. So therefore, if you did it any later, so now you've got a new plan. You've got a new plan. It's not going to be mutter until a year later. Because you planted it, and it just took root after the Omer was brought. So now how are you going to be Matarid? So you're desperate. You got to make sure that you get this in on time. Because otherwise, you're not going to be able to use your wheat for another year. So that's why the pressure is up over here. Okay, we have our dear Sabah Josh back with us for the second Mishnah.
Look, the Hadith Mishnah.
Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol melacha sheitchil ba kodem l'arba'asa gomra be'arba'asa. Aval lo yatchil ba betchila be'arba'asa afal pi sheyakol legomra. I must tell you, there is a major machlokas rishonim, which has turned into a machlokas between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim, about how to read this Mishnah. Because the Mishnah does not define whether it's talking about a makom shenarbu yes to do malacha, or a makom shenarbu lo lasot malacha. So the Rambam learns that we're talking about even in a makom that they're knowing yes to do malacha, you can't start a new malacha, you can only finish an old malacha. This is how the Shulchan Aruch passes. However, the Ravid and the Rosh learn that this is talking about even in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, you can certainly complete a malacha that was already begun, and that is how the Rama passes, the Kula. Same thing is true lagavi the continuation, as we'll see, about the umniot, about barbers and dry cleaners and so on who are open on Erev Pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Meir, it's not clear in the Mishnah whether he's talking about malacha that is needed for the yontif or not needed for the yontif. The Gemara is going to raise that question. But what Rabbi Meir does say is that you can't start a malacha to complete it. You can only complete a malacha that had already been started before. The Chachamim Amrim, now this Chachamim Amrim, no, it sounds that they're arguing. They're not arguing, they're adding. That there are, however, say the Chachamim, Shalosh Umniot, Osin Malacha Be'arvei Pesachim Ad Chatzot. There are, however, three professions that can continue to act as they always do, to begin a job and to complete it on Erev Pesach. And that would be Chayatim, Saparim, and Kofsim. So you can, not only if you started your haircut the day before, can you finish it, but you can even get that haircut on the day, they can continue to work. And the same thing is true if they're cleaning, dry cleaning that is, washing your clothes, and even somebody who is making a thing for you, repairing a thing for you. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudomer, Afratz Anin, even a shoemaker can work on Erev Pesach. And again, depending on the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rosh, this would mean either even in a place where they're noyig not to do malacha, these malachas can be done, again, which is the Ashkenazic approach, or even though we ask it starting a malacha in a place even where they're noyig to be matir, these things can be started in a malacha that they're noyig to be matir.
I think we should also say that
once you adopt the Kavan Kiyar Erev Pesach. He's referring to Arvik Sachin, who is Malkum Shemar, not matir. Now the reason, as we'll see, for the Heter of the Shalosh Umniyot is because of the relationship of the Isser Erev HaChag to Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is viewed as very similar to Erev HaChag, but it's one step slightly more chamur. Therefore, since we find in Chol HaMoed that there are occasions when this is mutter, haircuts, shoe repairs, and so on, as we'll see in the Gemara, so on Erev Pesach, it becomes mutter under any circumstances, not only under emergency circumstances. So let's first take the Rebbe Meir's statement about completing a malacha. Again, it's an open question as to whether it means completing in a malacha in a makom shenagu le'isur, and even so to complete as mutter, or whether it's limiting the makom shenagu le'atir, and only completing as mutter. As I've said it quite a few times here today, the question as to whether the Mishnah is referring to a Mokum Shnogu Lahatir, in which case Rabbi Meir is coming to be Machmir, and saying, even in a place where the Minig is Lahatir, you can't start doing something new, or vice versa. So we have not explained the additional hanging question, which is, when Rabbi Meir was matir, either matir even in a makom ha'aser, or limiting to be matir only this in a makom ha'mutar, was he being matir the completion of a malacha, only that was letzorech ha'moed, because you needed to have this done for yontif, or is this even if it's shalol letzorech ha'moed? So he boilu letzorech ha'moed tnan, ava shalol letzorech ha'moed afilu nigbar namilo. Is Rabbi Meir saying that given that you need this thing for yontif, then if you already started it before the 14th, you can finish it? But if it wasn't needed for yontif, even if you started it before the 14th, you couldn't finish it. Oh, dil mashalol letzorech ha'moed tnan. Or maybe on the contrary, the case that Rabbi Meir was talking about was where there was no need for it on yontif. If there was a need for it on yontif, maybe you would be allowed even to start it. Or, there's of course a third alternative, which is that he left out the question of Tzorech HaMoed because it's irrelevant. And that Dilma Bein Letzorech HaMoed Ben Shelo Letzorech HaMoed, what's important is not when it's needed to be used, but rather whether you're starting a process or whether you're completing a process. And in either event, Atchulei lo matchalinan, but migmar gamrinan. So migmar in, atchulei lo. Tashma. Aval lo yatchil betchila bi-arba'asar, afilu tziltzul katan, afilu sevacha ktana. Now, you can't start even making a little band, you know, one of those little red bands they wear on the hands. Well, maybe it hangs down from the edges of your hair, you know. But, or even a little, that little net that you make as a hairnet. I mean, it takes 5 minutes to make one of those. So when you're saying even that, what do you mean? I mean, doesn't that mean lava filohane, which people wear on yontif? So even though it's a Tzorech HaMoed, you can't begin it, and you can only finish it. Migmar hits with a lot. Apparently, sholol Tzorech HaMoed, you wouldn't be able to begin at all. You wouldn't rather to end at all, even. Migmar namilo gamrina. Not necessarily. Maybe the meaning of afilo is not even these things that are Tzorech HaMoed. Maybe the meaning of afilo is even something as insignificant as this, which is very unlikely that you're going to get stuck on and keep, you're not going to work on it after Katzos. But maybe the Olam Shalom Tzorech Migmar Namigamrina. Maybe to complete something, if it's even without any need for Yontif, you could complete it. The reason it says Afilu is not Afilu Hani that are Tzorech HaMoed, but Afilu Hani that are so small and insignificant. The Zutre Nino, where Salka Daitach Amina Hatchalatam Zoi Gemar Lachtan. I mean, to say about other, I mean, I understand a big project, I had to start it earlier in order that it shouldn't just continue on indefinitely. So over there, if I'm putting on the finishing touches to something, maybe it's not Nogar whether I need it on Yontif or not, but I've already started, I need to finish. But these things, you might think, what's the difference between starting and finishing? The whole job is a 5-minute job. So what is it? Who would start it and wait to finish? You just do it. So I would think since they're so insignificant, so therefore the Hatchala is the equivalent of the Gemar, and therefore not Chilbu Nami Lechatchila, I should even be able to begin. Kamash malam that, nonetheless, the question is a function of the job. Have you started the job yet? Fine, then you can complete it. Haven't started the job, you can't complete it. There's no raya here to the implications of Tzorech HaMoed as to whether that is an element in the determination or no. Halacha l'maisa, it is. In other words, when we are matir, or leave it early, Meir, to do malach, even a malachim, that isn't knowing iser, it's dafka where it's the Tzorech HaMoed that we would be matir. Tashma. Rabbi Meir Omer. So far in the Gemara, we're leaving this as an open question. We're still trying to bring proof. Tashma, Rabbi Meir Omer, kol melacha shehi letzorech hamoed, gomra b'arba asa, ematai bizman shitchil ba'kodem arba asa, aval lo yitchil ba'kodem arba asa, lo yatchil ba'arba asa, afilu tziltzul katan, afilu shivacha ktana. So, I mean, apparently this is that it's these things are the Tzorech HaMoed. Tzorech HaMoed, in Shalom Tzorech HaMoed, lo? No. Could be like in Afilu Shalom Tzorech Nami, Gam Ninan. The Kiddush over here is a commandment, Afilu Tzorech HaMoed. You can only be Gomer and not be Matkil. In other words, what we're saying over here, he's saying that you can do this Tzorech HaMoed. So it might be that even Shalom Tzorech HaMoed, you can be Gomer. All that he wants you to know is that even Tzorech HaMoed, to make a Shavat HaKtana, that's not mutter to begin, but it would be mutter to end. But you don't really need the Tzorech HaMoed in order to explain why you're allowed to end it. The Kiddush is that even if it's a Tzorech HaMoed, you can't begin it. That's all. So he might simply be saying, don't add the Tzorech HaMoed as a separate element to be Matir Hatchala. It's not a separate element to be Matir Hatchala. And on the other hand, if you're only talking about Gomer, it's irrelevant whether it's a Tzarech HaMoed or not. So the fact that you're talking about something which is a Tzarech HaMoed does not mean that you can only begin, you can only end rather than Tzarech HaMoed. It simply means you can't even the Tzarech HaMoed, you can't begin. But that wasn't our question. Our question was, when Rebbe Yehuda is Matir, is he being Matir Dafka where it's a Tzarech HaMoed? That is to say, where he's allowing you to complete a project, is he only allowing you to complete a project that's a Tzarech HaMoed? How can I bring a raya from here? All I see over here is that a Shvacha Ketana is not allowed to be made even the Tzarech HaMoed when you're starting on the project today. So do we have a raya? Tashma, yes we do. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Melacha Shehi LeTzarech HaMoed. Here we find Rabbi Meir at last explaining what he holds. That if you have a malacha which is the Tzarech HaMoed, then you can complete it and only complete it, the Arba Asa. But She'ena LeTzarech HaMoed is completely Asar, even to complete. V'osin malacha v'yarvei psachim ad chatzor b'makom shenahagu. And if there's a minhag to do malacha, you can do malacha, but that's dafka makom shenahagu in, lo nagu lo, v'shma mina LeTzarech HaMoed in, shelo LeTzarech HaMoed lo, shma mina. In which case, it's clear, Rabbi Meir himself is including Tzarech HaMoed as being one of the factors that is necessary to be matir. The Chachamim omrim shaloshim niyot, three professions. Tana, why these three professions are allowed to work normally on Erev Pesach? Chayatim, a tailor is allowed to work. Shekein hevyoto fer kedarko b'cholo shomoed. As we've already seen, the relationship between Erev Pesach and Chol HaMoed is such that something which is mutter on Chol HaMoed is vadai mutter on Arba Asa. However, there's even another connection. Something which is mutter on Chol HaMoed under special conditions is mutter on Arba Asa under all conditions. So since we find that a non-professional, you and I, we could sow during Chol HaMoed if necessary, so therefore on Erev Pesach, even a professional, where it's a Maaseh Uman, can sow. So therefore, ha'ediot tofer kedarko b'chol shomoy, the chayat is tofer kedarko on Erev Pesach. Why haircuts and why washing clothes? Shekein haba mibininat hayam vayotzei mibeit ha'asurim. Someone who was under a conditions, unavoidable conditions, which did not allow him to take a haircut before Yontem and did not allow him to wash his clothing. So he was stuck on a boat out at sea where they didn't have those services. The boat was late, stuck in a storm, whatever the case was. Or the guy was in jail, and in jail they didn't allow him to take a haircut, and they didn't allow him to go to the laundry. It was one of these really cruel medieval dungeons. They didn't know about things like visitation rights and in vitro fertilization kind of business. So there, they are allowed to go and to get a haircut and to wash their clothes during Chol HaMoed. To take that one step further, that means that on Erev Pesach, this would be an option even for people who weren't in jail, and even for people who weren't coming late, because we make it one step easier on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, who says even a shoemaker is allowed to work normally on Erev Pesach, his svara is, because since olei regalim mitaknin min aleihem b'chalo shomoed, since if you're coming up from a long walk from Bavel, and you arrive late, you come during Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to fix your shoes. So since you're allowed to fix your shoes during Chol HaMoed, then you'd even l'chatchila be allowed to make shoes on the 14th. Whereas the Rabban and Savre, the Maika Biflige, Mar Savre l'beidim tchilat melacham misof melacham. One man the Omar holds, in other words, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda is saying, since we find a heter for a repair, that now in the one step easier on Erev Pesach is a heter to begin. Whereas the Tanna Kamma says, no, you can't learn out chilat malacha, misof malacha. You can learn out conditions, yes, an easier condition, but you can't learn out the difference between making a shoe and fixing a shoe, because there's never a heter to make a shoe, there's only a heter to fix a shoe. So what you could say is that somebody on Erev Pesach who didn't come from Oyla Regolim could even fix a shoe. That would be the most that you would try to say. But you certainly can't say you can have a shoe made on Erev Pesach since you can repair a shoe during Chol HaMoed. That doesn't follow. Moshivin shovachin letanagolim v'arba asar. You would be allowed to make a nest for a happy mommy tarnagolet to sit on her little eggies. This is a problem because you normally make a shovach for a pigeon. shall female pigeon in pigeonhole. It's not a word that is used for chicken. So if there's two ways to learn the Mishnah. Some have a girsa in which they have moshivin shovachin, shovachin A, and furthermore moshivin natanagolin B. But others say that when you want to get really maternal about it, you're trying to encourage these tanagolin to sit on the egg so that you can finally get a couple of new ones. So then you can, you know, treat them extra special. Hasito yalta, you're treating this tanagol like it's your wife. What's going on over here? Fine. A shovach is a dove
clothes.
Yeah. Right, but here it just means a little nest, like kind of thing. If we're comfy, if we're gorish tanagolim. So you could do this on the 14th again. Here there's a machlokes, whether this might be mutter filo achnasos. Because it's not really a malach. It's not a malach, it's tirka. Yes, it's some hold that the Mishnah means eat all day long. And furthermore, a tarnagolet shabarcha, if it didn't work, it wasn't comfy enough. So if it ran away, machzirino ta limkoma. This happens nowadays when they don't like the music that you're playing. They found that Mozart actually increases the yield, but the Beatles definitely cause a decrease. What the implications of this are for the objectivity of taste is a different question. This is real. Maybe that's it. using all their energy in the chicken dance.
they left the lights on.
Lights are also very important. It's Amar Ravuna. I'm sorry, whoops, I didn't know. I'm sorry, I'm still in the Mishnah. Tanagolet Shebarcha, Machzirin Otalab Koma, Ve'im Meita, Moshivin Acher Atakteha. That's a severe reaction to the Beatles. But you can take another Tanagolet and put it in the place of the original one. Gorfin Mitachat Raglei Be'ima Be'arba Asar. You can muck out the chotzer, the barn, from beneath the feet of the behema on the 14th, and during Chalam Moed, you can't carry out the muck, but Misalkin Mitzvadin, you can push it to the sides, at least you can make your way through to the living room. Molichin keilinu meviimi beta oman. You're allowed to take and retrieve your things that need repairing or making from a professional. And this would be true even where they're not needed for yantin. All of this we're going to talk about because a lot of it doesn't make sense. Let's take the first thing. I mean, if you first tell me you're even allowed to set a tanagolet on, then what's the finish in telling me if the tanagolet was already on, I can replace it? I mean, there's every reason in the world to do that, because, look, once a tanagolet sits on an egg, then the egg is wrecked if you don't complete the process. I can be able to sell it now as a nice, delicious morning breakfast. And furthermore, it's much more tircha. I mean, to set up the thing in the first place, to just put it back on, it's already there. I mean, so hashto suvi musvinan adurimi boy, well, what are you guys saying? If you tell me I'm allowed to originally put the tanagola down, koshikin, I can put it back on. The Mishnah is actually two different parts. Note that it says ba'arba'asa. So the first words of the Mishnah are referring to Erev Yontif. And then, generally speaking, tanagola shabarcha machzirota, that means even during Chol HaMoed you can do that, which is usually more chomer. So you can't start the process of Chol HaMoed, but you could put the tanagolet back on Arba Asar, consistent with our principle that we take it one step lower in terms of Chumra on Arba Asar. You could even set the tanagolet down to start incubating the egg. Om Ravuna, lo shanu ala tok shlosha lemarda. Dakati lo parach tzimramina. Where do we say that during Chol HaMoed you could put the bird back on? That's only if it's within 3 days of the Grand Chicken Rebellion, when they all ran away. So then that means that the eggs are still a bit warm. But the Mered has finally been squashed, or quashed. Better not squashed, we still need them. So now we can put that bird back on and get it to do its job, because the heat is still there. So the original 3 days have warmed this egg, and therefore it's not impossible to get the bird back on without a lot of tircha. Furthermore, it's only if the rebellion took place 3 days after we already started sitting on this egg. So in other words, at what point do the birds get sick and tired of this business? Only after 3 days. Because after 3 days, the pastela be'ilagamre. If you stop an incubation process in the middle after it's 3 days old, this thing is not going to be edible. It's going to have a little half-formed chicken there. And it's useless. Avaliyachar shloshal morda. But look, if it's 3 days after the rebellion, or and over there it's parach latzimram, you know, the heat's already gone, you're going to have a horrible time getting this chicken to get back onto a cold egg. And toch shloshal yeshivata. But it's still within three days of originally starting the incubation. The akatilop seide be legamre, where you don't have a total loss of the egg. You can always sell it to the kind of people that aren't all that machped about their fresh eggs. Those are the guys that look for the organic eggs. You tell them these eggs are very organic. You'll never get a more organic egg in the world unless you make it out of pure carbon. Richie! Are you incubating something down there? Well, keep sitting. Ravami. Whoa, what's happening? Huh? But if we could get the chickens to take life like Richie, we'd never have this problem. Put them down and they just stay there. So there would be either we've got a chash of too much tirach on the Kalamoy, or there's no hefset. Whereas Ravami about afilu tok shoshali yeshivata me'adrina. Even if it's within 3 days and it's not going to be nifset legamre, it's just that you're not going to find a friar that's going to buy this egg for full price. You got a little bit of a hefset. So a little bit of a hefset doesn't bother me. Me'adrina, but ma'ikam iflagay, ma'asavala hefset meruba chashashu, la hefset mu'ad lo chashashu. So one man, the armor, says, look, if the egg is going to be completely ruined, then as we know for a dover ha'avad, for a loss of Kalamoy, over there we're going to allow you to go ahead and to put the tarnagolet back on. The other man, the armor, holds, look, it's going to be worth less. I mean, it still may be edible. It's not a complete washout, but you could always sell it to a guy who's looking for organic eggs and explain away that funny smell. So therefore, okay, you'll take a little loss, 50%, whatever. That's absent mu'at. And hefset mu'at, also, we're going to be chayshish for. Gorfin mitachash, we can muck out the barn, Rich. Tan Rabbanan. Hazeron shebechatzer misalkino to letztadim. Sheberefet vesebechatzer mozino to la'ashpa. Now, obviously, this makes no sense. So, if you've got now a pile of zevel and a chatzer, what you can do is you can just shove it to the side so you can get to your living room if you can take the smell. But if it's in the barn and in the chutzner, then you can carry that. What? Did you just not contradict yourself? I'll go for kasha. First you said, in zevel shebechutzner, you can only shovel it out to the side of the chutzner and make a path. And then you say, sheberefet v'shebechutzner, you can take it out to the ashpa and get rid of it. Make up your mind. Rabbi, there's no problem. We're talking about two different situations, as you should know by now. One is talking about on the 14th. On the 14th, we're matir, one step more. So what during Kalamoy you could muck out only by shoveling things to the side. On the 14th, you're allowed to clean out your chutzner completely. Mashenkin, the other, is talking about Kalamoy. During Kalamoy, you can only shovel it to the side. Rav Amar Hava Hava Kalashamoy. Both are referring to Kalamoy. The time that you're allowed to muck out to a ashpa is, this is the meaning of the second one. It's not two separate cases. Refet and chutzner. What it's saying is, if you can't tell the difference between your barn and the chutzner, it's time to clean out that chutzner, even during Kalamoy. That's what it's saying. So it says, Inaseh chatzer kerefet, then motzino to la'ashpa, even during Kalamoy. Okay, the next case we had was the Shaila of Molechin Kelim, who may be Yimi Beit HaOman. Omrev Papa, Rova tested us by pointing out a contradiction. Boriklan Rav, Tzanan Molechin who may be in Kelim, Mi Beit HaOman, Ava Pishay Nanu Tzarech HaMoy. Now, our Mishnah seems to be very makel about this issue. Pick up things, bring them in, even though you're not going to need them for Yom Tov. Rav Minu, so he asked on us, on the other Mishnah, Ein may be in Kelim, Mi Beit HaOman, Ve'im Choshesh Lehem, Shema Yiganevu, Mifanan Lachatzer Acheret. It's prohibited to bring back something from a Beit HaOman, from a factory or from a repair company. If, however, you're worried that, look, you know, some of these places, if you don't pick up something in time, they sell it, you know. So if you're afraid that maybe you're never going to see your dishwasher again, so then, you pick it up, pay for it, and you move it into another chutzner. You can't bring it into your room. So how do you explain that? No? I mean, here the Mishnah says, just go right ahead, do whatever you want, even if it's not Tzarech HaMoy. Don't try to tell me it's a different Tzarech HaMoy. Is here even not Tzarech HaMoy? How do you explain that contradiction? Ubishanina. Well, we answered. Couldn't catch us. Our stock solution. If there's a Mishnah's big machmir, it's talking about Cholamoy. The Mishnah's big mako is saying, since during Cholamoy you could do this, so on our basa, you could even do it. There's another approach also. You know what? It could be that even both of them are referring to Cholamoy. And if you trust the Oman, so then you don't have to worry about it. And you don't have to pick it up. But if not, then, or another lashon is trust in the sense that so much time is going to pass from the time that you went the first time, he's going to forget it was paid for, or he's going to claim he forgot it was paid for, and he may ask you to pay again. Okay, so that's the difference. So if you trust him, so then you can leave it there. But if not, then you got to take it out. And you should leave it there. V'atanya, maybe, rather V'atanya, and indeed we see there's an afkamina, because it says, Mevi'im kelim mibet ha'oman, kegon hakar mibet ha'kadar, hakos mibet ha'zagag, avalot semer mibet ha'tzava, velo kelim mibet ha'oman. Here it says like this, if you have something that you need, you have a kad that you got to pick up at the potterers, or you got a glass that you got to pick up, these things are things you're going to use during kolam, during Yom Tov, I mean, you can pick them up. But to go pick up wool from a dyer, I mean, what are you going to do with wool? You can't make anything during Yom Tov or during kolam oed, or kelim from a beit ha'oman, the other type of kelim that now are you're not supposed to make during Yom Tov. If the guy has no money, so you know that he needs the money for his own tzarach Yom Tov, you can pay him, but don't pick it up. If you're afraid he's going to ask you for the money again, so then even if you pick it up, if you're afraid that something's going to happen to it, then maybe then you can bring it. Don't make a fuss of it. I mean, people will notice it. They'll think, "What, the guy had his dishwasher fixed during Yom Tov? What's with this guy?" So okay, so then do it bitzina. Okay, so you see, there's an afkamina between mamino or eino mamino. If eino mamino, so then enachinami, you have to take it out of there. Says the Gemara, well, that's very nice, but it doesn't answer the problem. Because there were two parts to the problem. One part was the pickup. The other part was the leaving off. The Terachta may be in. You answered why you're allowed to pick it up. One Mishnah says you're allowed to pick it up because it's talking about that you don't trust the guy. Fine. And therefore, you're also allowed to deliver your dishwasher, huh? Because you don't trust the guy. What are you talking about? So there's no way for you to answer that part. Here it said, ain't maybe in. And for sure, Koshke Dein Molichin. I mean, our mission says you can't even bring it in. And over there, the mission says you can't even pick it up. Koshke, you can't bring it in. Forget this answer. It's not a good answer. The first answer is the only right answer. It's a question of the 14th versus Cholamoy. Not a question of Ma'amino and Eino Ma'amino, because that wouldn't explain anything about bringing something in to a repair shop. So it's the standing out, that's the nifsik yura. Aval hatam kimi de kule amakori, the unami kori, he's not standing out. Lo nifsik yura. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel is also lo kasha. Halatamu de bi inan kavana. So he's claiming that he is able to have kavana. Vanan zahadi de lo matzikivune daite. We know the guy is just a regular idiot. So Bashenkin over here, so there's Mirzik Yorah, Balacha, Lo Mirzik Yorah, because I'm me. Well, Malachi the last way. Pok Chazi Kama Batlani Ikebeshukas, here's another one. Vachachomim Omrim, Bihuda Yoasim Malacha Barve Psachimat Katzot, Ubegaliloa Yoasim Kolika. Halaila, Beit Shammai Omrim Osrim, Ubetivel Matirim, Ara Netzachaba. Now I don't get it. Mikorotan in Haga, Lubesovtan in Isura, Amr Bechel Kasha, Rimei Reb Yehuda, Netanya. Amr Reb Yehuda, Yehuda, Ayosim Elachabar Veipsachim Arkatzot, Galila Inan Osim Kolik. Amr Reb Meir, who cares? Ma'arai Yehuda Galila Khan, I know what you're talking about. Malkum Shinago Lassot Melacha Osim, Malkum Shinago Shalot Lassot, Enosim. Now clearly, Midagam Reb Meir Minaga, it appears that what Reb Yehuda was saying is that they were passing halachas, Isurakama. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda, oh, it's like Bnei Yehuda, it's a sub Rabbi Yehuda, Arbasa Mutar, Vasiyat Malacha. But Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Imre Menachesh, B'Shlosha Asa, Bnei Ekra B'Yado, and he still needs to plant it and wants to get it Mutar by the Omer. So, Shotla, B'Makom Atit, Ven Shotla, B'Makom Agrit. B'Shlosha Asarim, but Barbar Vasar, Lo, now why not? Michtesh, Amin, Elay, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Makol Arka, B'Shen, Kolet, B'Shlosha Yamin, Shuvin, Akolet. And if there's no problem of replanting an arba'asar mitamalacha, so lama lishloshasa, you could do a arba'asar, chamisasa, and miktachitza, and say miktasa yom kikula, you got 3 days. Omar Rava, that was in the Galil. So he's still could have said, lel arba'asar. He says, Rupshesh kibet shamai. Who asks the Laila? Ravashi omar leolam kibet yilel. Lefisha ein darkan, shel bnei adam lenachesh belayla. Ravina amar leolam biyuda ubaashrasha chad miksat hayom kekulo amrinan. Shrei miksat hayom kekulo lo amrinan. Rabbi Meir omer kol melacha shitchio ba kodem learba asa gomra bearba asa avo lo yatchil ba betchila bearba asa avo bishiachol legomra. וחכמים אומרים שלוש אומניות עושים מלאכה בערבי פסחים הרקצות ואלוהים החייתים הספרים והקופסים וביש רבי אומר אף רצענים איבוילו לצורך המועט נען אבל שלא לצורך המועט אפילו נגמר נעמי לא גמרינה עודו מה שלא לצורך המועט נען אבל לצורך המועט אפילו התחולים התחלינה עודו מה there's no difference בין לצורך המועט בין שלא לצורך מגמר, yes, התחולי, לא. תשמע, אבל לא יתחיל בתחילה ב-14, אפילו צלצול קטן, אפילו סבחה קטנה, what's the אפילו? לאו, אפילו אני לא לצורך המועד, מגמר, הנה תחולי, לא. בכלל, שלא לצורך, you can't do anything. מגמר נמי לא גמיר. Not necessarily. לעולם שלא לצורך would be מגמר גמרינה. מהי אפילו? Only means nothing to its harchamoi. Afilu ani nami that is so zutrenino. The sakdait kamina hatchalatan zoi gemar malachtan, and therefore should be the equivalent of the hatchala should be mutter. Kamashmalan afapikain never begin. Toshma Rabbi Meir omer kol malachashi b'tzarchamoi gomra b'arba asa. In batay bisman shetchil ba kolam arba asa. Avaloi shetchil ba kolam arba asa. לא יתחיל ב-14 אפילו צלצול קטן אפילו סבחה קטנה לצורך המועדים שלא לצורך המועד לא הוא עדין אפילו שלא לצורך נעמי גמרינה כמה שמן אפילו לצורך המועד אולי נגמר תחולי דול תשמע רבי מאיר המקום הלכה שלצורך המועד גומרה ב-14 ושאין לצורך המועד אסור ועושים מלאכה ב-14 וצריך מהחצס במקום שנהגו מוקם שנגרין שלא נגרו לא ושמע מינה לצורך המועדים שלא לצורך המועדים לא שמע מינה חכמים אומרים שלוש אומניות תנא חייתים שכן הדיו תופק כדרך בחודש המועד so therefore we're matter anyone on our basa ספרים וכובסים what שכן הבא מדינת הים ויוצאים מבית האסורים וספרים ומחפשים בחודש המועד so we're matter for anyone on our basa רבי יוסף רבי אומר אף הרצנים שכן אולי רגלים מתקנים מן עליהם בכל השמועי, and therefore we're matter making it on ארבעסה. So we might be forget. מה עשר ולמדים תחילת מלאכה, to make the shoes, מסוף מלאכה, from the repair of the shoe דרך כל המועד, ומה עשר ואין לבדים תחילת מלאכה, מסוף מלאכה. מושיבים שובחים את תרנגולים בארבעסה, ותרנגולת שברכה, מחזירים אותה למקומה, even during כל המועד, as we end up saying. ואם מתה מושיבין אחרת תקתה, גורפים מתחת רגלי בימה ב-14, ובמועד מסרקים לצדדים. מולכים כלים ומביאים מבית האומן, אף הפי שאינם לצורך המועד. So start with the beginning. אשתו טובים וטבין עדת תרנגולת. ההדורי מבוי? אמר רבי יוסייפן is referring to כל השמועד. אמר רבינו לא שונו על התוך שלושה למרדה. דקתי לו פורח צימרה מינה. And furthermore, it has to be after Shlosha Leishivatan, the Pasul Abay Legamri, if she doesn't get back on. Aval Yachar Shlosha Lemirda, where you'll never get her back on without a lot of Tircha, because Parach Latsim Ramina. Or, Tov Shlosha Leishivatan, where you're not going to lose that much if she doesn't go back on. Akatav Pasul Abay Legamri, Lo Mahadrinan. Was Rabbi Amiyama, Afiru Tov Shlosha Leishivatan Matrinan. Because look, I mean, you're only going to be able to sell it to somebody who pays a little bit less. So when I come here, okay? My sovel, I have said Maruba, the entire egg, Chashashu. But I have said Muad for changing the value, Lo Chashashu. My sovel, I said Muad, Nami Chashashu, and we're Matir. Gorfin mitachat abeima, Tan Rabban. Azeval shebechatzer mesakino to litzdadim, sheberefet veshebechatzer motzino to lashpa. Why? Aguf akasha. First you say zeval shebechatzer, Mizakino dal tzadim, and then you say shabarefet shabachatzer matina dal ashba. Om Rabbi Elokasha kan be arbaasa kan be chaloshamoy. Rabba Amar hava hava chaloshamoy. Baki kama refet chatzer means a chatzer that's a refet. Im naaser chatzer kerefet matina dal ashba. Molikin kelim umevim ibeit Toma. A number of people, we were kids, Barikon Rava, Tzan molikin umevim kelim ibeit Toma, Alpha Pishenu Lotzarchamoy. What are you going to do with the fact that it says, Ein mevim kelim ibeit Toma, Im Choshesh from Shem Yiganevu? The most you could do is Mefanan Lachotzer Acheres. Now others try to say a different answer, that both are referring to Chol HaMoed, and indeed Vatanya, we have a backup to that, that there's an afkamina mamino from the following, Mebim kelim mibet ha'oman, kegon akad mibet ha'kadar, hakos mibet ha'zagag, avalot tzemer mibet ha'tzava, which isn't needed for yantiv, velo kelim mibet ha'oman, so you go in order to pick it up so you'll have money, but then you're not tenlos charo, but you're menicho etzlo. Imeno ma'amino, then he may bill you again. So then menichan bebayit asamuchlo. V'im choshe shemi yiganevu, and sneak it into your house. So you see there's a difference between ma'amino or eno ma'amino. Says the Gemara, yeah, but that only answers maybe the maybe in from the factory. But molichin doesn't make sense. That's still kasha. There it said, ein meviim koshkeim molichin. In our mission it says you can even be molich. How would you explain that? One is referring to Arba Asa, the other is referring to Kol HaMoed.
Was that all the test?
No, it was one question.
You've always said
those were the guys who failed.